have a long homestand like this at this time of year to kind of keep things rolling?
It's great. I think especially because we've been really good at home for the most part of this year, so we can definitely use that to our advantage and also get some rest. We're not playing a lot of back-to-backs, and we're not playing every other day this month, so there's some good days for recovery and nice to be at home with the family for it.
For the most part, are you pretty pleased how things have gone in the first 9 games?
Yeah. I think we had a couple games there where we weren't at our best and we weren't at our fastest, but I think Washington game was the turning point lately. We're kind of stuck in the rut, and we came out the same way, and we managed to turn it around and get a huge win that night, and I feel like ever since we've been at a better level.
What's the confidence in that?
Confidence is high. I mean, I don't think this team's been shaken by too much this year. I feel like when we've had our rough patches or when we've had rough losses, we responded really well and haven't let it linger too long. So it's a good sign, especially for a young team, that we don't get shaken up too easy.
Are you as good as the last 2 games indicate, 13-3 combined?
I mean, you never go into a game thinking it's going to be, a 4 or 5 goal lead. But both those games started the right way. I mean, we came out the way we wanted to, and, we stuck with it. And I think we know by now that not every game is going to be like that. And, I think we're expecting a lot tougher game against LA, that's for sure. Yeah,
because where they're at.
Yeah, I mean, they're fighting for their lives, and I feel like whenever we play them, I mean, it's almost a playoff style game against them. So, we know not to expect too many of those 7-2 games.
Brian, do you get the sense that there's any concern that you guys are going so well, but you got some healthy guys looking like they're going to be ready to come back soon? You got trade deadline a week away, where maybe there's an addition or two. So, does anybody worry about what pieces are here and how they all fit together?
No, I think for as a player, you can only worry about the next game. What happens off the ice or who's in and out of the lineup is kind of out of your control when you're playing. I think when we do get guys back, the combinations might look a bit different than they do now, but we all know that it's part of the game. I mean, guys come back from injury and they get back in the lineup and things change. And I think we're definitely going to welcome them back. I mean, those are key guys you're getting back in your lineup, so the sooner the better.
I guess the best scenario, though, is to have the guys that are here right now making it really tough for the coaches to say, why change anything?
Yeah, I think that's a good problem to have. That's a problem that we probably didn't have, a few years ago. But now we got so many really good young players knocking at the door and proving that they can play on this team. So, there's tough decisions who to keep in the lineup, who to take out. But, that's a good problem to have right now.